Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. The weather today across Israel is quite pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and a mild breeze. Jerusalem will see sunny intervals, perfect for a stroll outside. Haifa will enjoy similar conditions with slightly warmer temperatures. In the southern city of Eilat, it's a bright and sunny day. As night falls, temperatures will remain comfortable across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Yahnet reports that Israel is waiting for the U.S. green light to strike Iran. The IDF has uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. Also, according to Forward, Tel Aviv's bus station shelters those with nowhere else to go during the war. It's located two floors underground. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post notes Israel is prepared to renew conflict with Iran, awaiting President Trump's approval. Katz says future attacks will be different and deadly. Separately, Mariv discusses the critical test between escalation and arrangement with Lebanon. Success could bring regional calm, while failure may increase tensions. And finally, JNS reports that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend the ceasefire by 3 weeks. President Trump says the meeting went well and the U.S. will support Lebanon against Hezbollah. Reaction has been swift on social media. Former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy shared insights earlier today. He questioned if President Trump has experienced advisors during this conflict. A commentator noted earlier that an attack on Iran may see Hezbollah break the ceasefire to join Iran. Another post from earlier highlighted Hezbollah's rocket launches at Israel, violating the ceasefire, while Israel is blamed. Now for more on those stories. Starting with a report from Ynet, the IDF's discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel near Metula highlights ongoing security challenges. This comes as Israeli officials, including Katz, state they are awaiting U.S. approval for potential strikes on Iran. The situation underscores the strategic tension in the region, with implications for regional stability. Turning to the story from Forward, the underground bomb shelter in Tel Aviv's bus station is offering refuge during the conflict. It's a reminder of the city's resilience and the ongoing humanitarian needs amidst the conflict. This refuge serves as a crucial safe haven for vulnerable populations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post's report on Katz's statement about a renewed conflict with Iran points to looming military escalations. Katz emphasizes that any future action will be intense, targeting critical infrastructure. This stance reflects Israel's strategic posture against perceived threats. On the diplomatic front, Mariv's analysis of the arrangement with Lebanon highlights a precarious diplomatic balance. Success in this arrangement could lead to broader regional peace, while failure might embolden hostile actors. The outcome is crucial for international diplomatic efforts. Finally, JNS's report on the ceasefire extension signals a temporary reprieve in hostilities. President Trump's efforts to support Lebanon aim to stabilize the region. The ceasefire's success will be pivotal in shaping future diplomatic negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the war has severely impacted savings, with equity funds hit hard as Iran threatens to block the Strait of Hormuz. This has caused global stock markets to plunge. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Israel will send an official esports team to a Saudi tournament for the first time. This marks a milestone in Israel-Saudi relations, with over 10-0 countries competing. And finally, CTEC reports Site Diagnostics, after raising $124 million, is on the verge of closure. The company has laid off all employees as it struggles to sustain operations. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.